You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Carrie Klein. Many political commentators are calling 2018 the year of the woman. More women have filed to run for office than ever before and are advancing to the election in November. Even in the Central Valley, about half of the races for state legislature include female candidates. FM89's Laura Satsui reports that despite the enthusiasm, many say it will take more than one election to bring gender equality to the government.
Eileen Rizzo is a teacher. While giving a keynote address to the Latinas in Business and Professions Association, she says she anticipated spending her life as an educator after getting a job with the Fresno County Office of Education.
I sit in my office on the third level of the Fresno County Office of Education building, and I look out and I say, wow, how did this Latina girl make it here?
But in 2012, Rizzo sued FCOE for wage discrimination and began advocating for equal pay in Sacramento. Rizzo explained what it was like to tell her story to her representative, Assemblymember Jim Patterson.
He started talking about frivolous lawsuits. And I said, frivolous lawsuits? Do you know how many thousands of dollars in retainer's fees my family and I have sacrificed for? How many women have that money? And he looked at me and said, oh, I'll think about it.
Rizzo says she watched Patterson vote no against the equal pay bills she had asked him to support. This is what motivated her to run against him. She launched her campaign for assembly back in February when she learned Patterson was running unopposed.
And I was telling people someone needs to run because the deadline was coming up, and then someone said, what about you? And I had to take it back to myself and said, what about you, you know?
Another woman, Elizabeth Hang, had a similar experience. She's running for Congress against incumbent Jim Costa.
I came back to the Valley to reconnect with family. And eventually I was planning on running, but I didn't intend that it was going to be this quickly, but when the opportunity presented itself, because I realized that nobody else was jumping in, I decided to throw my name in the ring.
Unlike Rizzo, who is a Democrat, Hang is a Republican, but both are running against incumbents in districts where most registered voters identify with the party of their opponent. Lisa Bryant is a political science professor at Fresno State.
So beating an incumbent is always hard. You know, we re-elect incumbents to the House about 95% of the time.
Bryant adds that the issues women often campaign on, like child care and equal pay, aren't the Valley's most popular issues, at least not in rural areas where likely voters reside.
We see a little bit of that going on, you know, water, agriculture. Those have traditionally been sort of male-dominated arenas in politics.
But Bryant says that by looking at primary results, women have done well so far. Voters are turning out for reasons like the Me Too movement and opposition to the Trump presidency. Bryant adds that the Central Valley has never sent a woman to Congress, but this could change in November. Along with Hang, two other congressional races in the Central Valley include female contenders. Most of the women running for office this year are Democrats, which puts Hang as a Republican in the minority. But Kelly Dittmar says it's important that women from all backgrounds run. She's with the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University. Dittmar asked over 200 women in Congress what the impact of their position has been.
You know, one way they talk about their impact is to talk about the symbolic impact, or both the honor they have and the responsibility they feel to be role models to not only young women, but young men, to change the perception of political leadership so that folks see individuals like them.
She notes that while representation of ideas and identity is one impact, that alone doesn't compel people to vote for a woman over a man.
And that's because partisanship really reigns supreme, right? So in a general election where you're choosing between a Democrat and a Republican, you're likely going to just choose for the person who identifies with you ideologically.
Dittmar also says that even with women running in high numbers at the federal level, it's unlikely that women will win more than a quarter of seats in the House of Representatives. Right now, women make up about 18% of the House. Sophia Pereira is with She Should Run, a nonpartisan organization that aims to see 250,000 women run by 2030. She says even if women don't win, they still make a difference.
When one woman runs in her community, there is a multiplier effect that happens. So every woman that we encounter, there is a ripple effect that comes with that. And so even if a woman doesn't win this time around, it it helps show the example and serve as a role model to other women that they too can pursue this path.
At a Fresno farmers market, I met voters like Elenita Verano, who are excited to see more female candidates.
Well, it's good now that there's a wave of women candidates for the midterm election. It's about time we elect more women in the government.
But Verano said she didn't know if any women were running to represent her. And for all of the candidates running in November, that's the real challenge, getting people to pay attention. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.